to the Blog Talk Radio Show.
Blog
We're on
Talk
air.
Radio.
And we are going to be talking about what is your mental strength. And then on top of that, hi, everybody. Welcome to the live stream and welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. We're doing it after a session to unpack the last live and everything else. I want to make sure that we were able to have a good conversation as to what's going on and also to unpack each session and do it in a professional manner and to kind of get your feedback and things like that. And we're going to talk about something positive today. We're going to talk about how we use mental strength tech and important things. But let's make sure we do a sound check, make sure everything's good to go and whatnot. We'll allow everybody time to get in, and we'll have time to sit back and talk and chit chat a bit, and we'll talk about that live about the Leos, and then on top of that, mental strength. And, you know, practice makes perfect and things like that. You guys know I'm not perfect, but I want to make sure that my presentations are really good and that we're doing really good about making sure everybody participates or has time enough to get logged in, logged on. And then also I want to make sure that my sound checks are good because I'm having a constantly going to another sound, and that's an IT issue. So let me make sure, give me some hearts and give me some likes and give me some shout-outs. Let me know that you're here. Okay, cool. So we got sound. We're live. Thank you for the heart. Love y'all. The life and back. So with that being said, you can call in at 515-602-9765. And if you want to chat and things like that, we can. I do not do spam callers. I will hang up on you real fast. And I'm telling you right now, watch your language, watch your mouth. We are live on air. And I want to make sure that Talk Radio Diva, that we're making sure at Diva Talk Radio, Talk Radio Diva, that we're doing everything by the book and making sure that our talk radio sessions are really good. And I just want to make sure that it is a good, lively show for you guys, and we go from there. So with that being said, I wanted to talk about strength, empowerment, and being able to understand things from the point of dealing with adversity. It's so long, y'all. Excuse me. Have to be a lady. And dealing with strength and adversity and things like that, we have to learn to have radical acceptance of different things. And radical acceptance makes us grow a bit, and then sometimes post-adversity strength ends up being tapped into. And then we tap into our greater ends of our life. And we also begin to go and have a greater strength and understanding of life and how to live and how to love others and do it to others if we want others to do unto us. So with that being said, I want to make sure that we're doing everything that's possible to make sure you enjoy the show. Make sure you call 833-IMCC or 833 for my appointment or 833-BOOK-ME-TOO. And book on the website, imcccoaching.com or dondivacoaching.com. And also go to https://teamworld.online or https://imcc.com to book with me exclusively and get my schedule. And as I grow in business, I will definitely be having a tour and things like that. So if I'm on tour and things like that, you'll be booking with the other coaches. But right now, you'll be booking with me. You can primarily get a chance to have live coaching with me, or you can have it offline when we do our remote coaching due to COVID and things like that. But I want to make sure that everybody understands that you need to always have your mask. I will show you. I have my mask and everything else. It's sitting right there on my desk, so whenever I deal with anybody or delivery and things like that, I like to have my mask. Make sure you have it over your nose. It's right here. Make sure it's over the ears and everything else. So we're going to get into the first part of everything, which was the layers and depth of how to deal with Leos and being professional, having coping skills, mental strength, and best adversity, finding empowerment and finding your pretty wings, and then being able to understand how to literally mentally, emotionally balance out how you feel about different things. And, you know, in the face of adversity, it can make you feel powerless sometimes. But if you absolutely feel like, you know, you're not empowered or you don't have a layer and depth of benefit to getting someone to help you out or getting someone to help you with a championship in your recovery and things like that, it's always good to have a life coach. It's always good to see a therapist, psychiatrist, psychologist, and it's nothing wrong with saying, I'm not okay. And, you know, social media is becoming a large platform to network different people. Find your network tribe, even your trauma tribe, your post-trauma tribe, or if you're not traumatized or if you've got levels of stress or you're dealing with mental health issues, definitely have a tribe online. There are Facebook groups that are very good with that. And then there are also groups that are on Twitter now, and you can put them in lists and things like that. And we're now being able to sit there and congregate on Twitter and have a good time, especially all of us who have been through levels of behavioral health, mental health issues due to dealing with intimate partner violence. And that was another thing that we were going to touch on and things like that, finding strength after intimate partner violence and also finding strength after divorces or anything in life, whether it's your career, whether it is anything that will affect you in any way, shape, or form and make you feel some type of way. So when we talk about layers of those different things like that, and we talk about layers of how to go and find mental strength and recovery, like I told you guys, the roadmap to that is being able to understand that you are not invincible. Nobody's untouchable. And with that being said, we all feel like we can take everything or we can deal with a lot of stuff until it happens to us. And then we fall apart, we break apart, and then we feel like we don't have any more strength to stand. And when they say fall down 7, get up 8, you fall down 8, you get up 9, you fall down 9, you get up 10. So I wanted to go and talk about empowerment and levels and things that successful people do to get to where they're at. And the Warren Buffett of the world, the Oprah Winfrey of the world, the Tyler Perry of the world, the Joe Biden of the world, the Kamala Harris of the world, people like that have all been faced with adversity or some type of something that was designed to either break them down, break them apart, or make them not be the person that they are. And when you think about the Hillary Clintons, you think about the levels of layers of people who are leaders in this world, all of your luminaries in this world. You're thinking about people who are up there in the higher echelons that I can only dream to achieve and touch. And I think about all the times when I go through adversity and things that were designed to kill me, I overcame. And what I mean by kill me is overcoming things that were causing me levels of torment, upset, ire, and feeling trauma, PTSD. And in recovery right now, it has been really good. Rebuilding business, I've been working hard at that. Of course, you're always going to get somebody who's going to work hard at trying to stop you at everything that you do. And I want you guys to all understand that dealing with the IT abuser, provoker, gaslighter, and emotional abuser, that's why you go to court on those different things. That's why you document it. That's why you talk to Leos. That's why you talk to law enforcement. So when we talk about law enforcement and things like that, in the interim, at the end of the road of everything, there was layers and depth of law enforcement starting to come in and realize that there were layers and depth of making sure that I was able and capable of having a life and a good career and things like that. And, you know, to start back over and things. And, you know, it's slowly, surely, all the things that need to be done. And, you know, my main thing about a lot of people is they do a lot of things to be distracting, abusive, divisive. And, again, I don't give out my personal numbers. So anybody that's spamming, calling my phone numbers and finding them by paying for the information, would you please stop? I'm also letting those things be known because those are things that I have to report to law enforcement, Leo. And then on top of that, when you got an intimate partner violence and find spoke again, there are levels that you have to put restraining orders, criminal restraining orders. And when you're talking about IT abuse, and you're talking about provokers, gaslighters, emotional abusers, and tormentors, or you feel like you have to divorce a wealthy, well-connected narc, and then show them who's boss and who you're not going to put up there with abusiveness, there's levels and layers of that that I have to go through personally. And I want people to understand that and unpack a section of times that change us or emotional things that are done to us or detrimental things that cause us layers of reactive abuse syndrome. So that's the reason why I will be going to court with a lot of people about a lot of different things. And some people will be absolutely charged for their punitive levels of psychiatry, emotional abuse, tormenting, psychological warfare that they've done to me and thinking that that's funny to do. And I don't care how much money you have in the world. If you can't treat people with kindness or respect, then you're nobody. You're nothing more than a low-life bully, low-vibrational, and not a person that I like to be around. So in strength building and strength training, when you think about dialectical brain training, we think about CBT training, and that's cognitive behavioral therapy and things like that. And when we're thinking about all of these different things and helping yourself to understand anxiety, and, you know, even with anxious teens, we have to understand that, how that can happen to children, and how they have to bounce back and begin to feel better. And then, you know, anxiety can be a problem for anybody, and then it can make you feel like you're a bad person for, you know, having layers of panic attack and anxiety from clients that might have changed you. And with that being said, we have to find mental strength. And then once you're dealing with Leo's law enforcement, things like that, like I told you, my journey and my experience has been multi-layered, multifaceted. And then on top of that, you know, to identify symptoms of anxiety, determine the symptoms and things like that, that has to be done by a medical MD and doctor. And then, you know, generalized anxiety disorder is one thing. Everybody is predisposed to something. And no matter what you think in this world, nobody is untouchable for mental health. Nobody's untouchable from layers of things that happen to them that change them and change how they are as a person. And when I tell you that brain damage can occur from stress, it can. And then toxic stress is not good for anybody. So it's not good for children. And then to understand and accept events that are influenced by those laws and the probability of law enforcement Leo's getting involved can happen once you get multi-layer, multi-perpetrator, multi-district, multi-state courts. So with that being said, I want you guys to understand, when you worry about who hurt you versus worrying about trying to process and process in a good manner or process in a manner of professionalism and trying to get back to normal, it's easier said than done. Don't kick yourself for not always doing right. Don't kick yourself for not feeling strong all the time. Because just like lean on me, you should always be able to have somebody to lean on, and you should have somebody that can carry you or carry on when you're not strong. I'll be there. So when we think about the physical symptoms caused by excessive worry, and we think about the physical symptoms of excessive emotional torment, abuse, you know, levels of acrimonious behavior or divisive behavior or things that happen to end up landing people in family court, you know, civil court, county court, criminal court, things like that. We think about mental strength. We think about coping skills. We think about coping mechanisms, strategies, all the different things and strategies of success and what successful people do. And when anxiety or panic attack or trauma actually ends up affecting your school life, your academic life, and, you know, levels of academia that you're trying to achieve, or when it can become detrimental to where you no longer function as a normal human being, I want people to understand that and have this moment within a capacity as a life coach and a wellness coach that wellness is important for everybody, and finding your inner strength is good, and finding ways to navigate your life when your life is out of control is good. And then identifying social situations that are likely to make you less anxious and less apprehensive and less hypervigilant. So when we talk about these different things, those are the main objectives that I want to go over on that. And then coping mechanisms, because a lot of people think, oh, I can cope until it happens. So, you know, why is anxiety a problem for adolescents and adults? Because, you know, oh, my baby, I hurt you. When we think about our children and we think about teenagers, we think they're invincible and that they don't notice things. They do. And when we think about, although experiencing anxiety and things like that, it can happen in adults, and when adults get damaged, it's a lot different from children who get damaged as young children. But the older they get, the more they have an adult mind, or getting towards an adult mind, so it's more ingrained in them, but they still have a resiliency. But once you become an adult after 18 years old, your life changes, the world changes, because you are no longer protected by your parents in the retrospect of your 18 years old, you're charged as an adult. And in the world of this type of world in this day and age, we're dealing with a world that is more less likely not going to have buffer room. So when you get punched or you get hit somewhere with life and it gives you lemons, and you have to make lemonade out of sugar, honey, iced tea and figure out what you're going to do, how you're going to live, how you're going to love, how you're going to bounce back. And sometimes it's easier said than done. So that's why we're going to talk about empowerment and strategies of success and mental strength. But I'm going to give you guys some affirmations before we start this. I find something to be grateful for every day. I feel pretty good and I feel pretty great right now. I am living a calm life. I'm living a life of recovery. I am living a life of strength. I am living a life of coping. I'm living a life of strategies to continue to do heartfelt, meaningful journey recovery. I am relaxed. I breathe deeply and I breathe and I am mindful and I'm present of the here and now. I am trusting that all is well, and I trust the process. In this moment, we have to think to ourselves, am I trusting the feeling of panic or leaving my body? Yes. When we think about those different things, I am in charge of my breathing. I am in charge of my mindfulness. I am in charge of being present in my journey. And at the last but not least of our strength training affirmations, our I am abundance unity mindset affirmations is I am letting go of all my worries and fears, and I am agape love. I am hopeful. I am everything that I would want to hope and dream to be, and I am on my way there. So as we think about this, our racing thoughts can slow down. We begin to start thinking better. We start breathing better. We start becoming more aware. We become a little bit more in tune with our third eye. Our chakra becomes more balanced, and we begin to do what we call mental strength training, coping training, and then cognitive behavioral therapy and dialectical brain training and therapy to get ourselves trauma-informed and then moving past trauma to be post-traumatic growth. So when we think about all of these things, panic attacks, and then obsessions and compulsions or becoming OCD happens a lot of times when trauma or something happens to us or a crime that changes us or a selective mutism or a level of what us athletes are used to, which is selective mute anyway, because once we become traumatized or we become upset, we become selective mute. That's something that I've actually done, and I never really noticed it until I got a little older, and people were like, why are you so quiet? Because it's selective mute, and I don't mean to. I just don't talk when I'm feeling some type of way. So when we're talking about trauma, and we're talking about PTSD, and we're talking about layers and depth of that, and we're talking about anxiety separated from parent or caregiver, and we're talking about layers of mental health, emotional awareness, and strength, adversity, and coping skills and strategies and strategies of success, you have to have a game plan there. And anxiety affects about 32% of Americans and adolescents 13 to 18, according to the NIH, that's National Institute of Health. And then when we think about this, anxiety and depression associations have led to be known that 80% of kids with diagnosable anxiety disorder for panic attacks or some type or form of mental health. Because we're living in a time of being online all the time. We're living in a time of live. We're living in a time of digital. And when I say this, I said this over 12, 13 years ago to my mother. After the digital age, we weren't prepared for the exponential growth, and we weren't prepared for the layers of our kids being raised on social media. That does not negate the responsibility of parents, dads, mothers, and things like that. But we forgot to show that, you know, there's a lot of people who need to be treated for anxiety disorders. There's a lot of people who need to be treated for panic attack or generational trauma, you know, and there's a lot of people who need to be treated for depression because we're living in depressed times. We're living in a time of COVID, and we're living in a time of pre-COVID where things were going downhill the last 4 years in politics. And then prior to that, we're talking about layers of economy, ups, downs, all around, kind of like two layers. And, you know, we all have gotten to Eeyore stage where we're like, oh, wonderful. Time to get up again. Oh, wonderful. Oh, bumper. You know, and when we're thinking about Eeyore, and you don't want to get into the mindset of Eeyore, because I think Winnie the Pooh is a great example of different moods, different mental health stages. And I used to think to myself, you know, it's easier said than done to deal with mental health. And the thing is, I feel like sometimes the poster child for mental health, because when I first started seeing a doctor, it was because of intimate partner violence, and I felt some type of way, and I felt stupid for going. But when somebody told me it's all right to go see a therapist, it's okay to see a psychiatrist. You've been through a lot. You've got to unpack it, not by yourself, because part of it is you're thinking, okay, I can handle it. Then when you hit rock bottom, and you're just like, oh, heart. I can't handle it. What do I do now? And at that moment, you're sitting up there thinking to yourself, it's best for me to be able to, you know, emotionally check in and go see someone. And like I said, the body keeps the score. And I'm going to give you the actual author of that, and I will talk about that for just a second, because I want you guys to pick that up. You can get it on Amazon. And you can get it on eBay or any other Audible or something like that. Or you can get it on Kindle or things like that. Okay, The Body Keeps the Score. It was actually written by Bethel van der Kolk, and that's by N.D. And the other one is The Body Remembers, and that's by Bebe Rothschild. And she wrote a series of these books, and I wanted to get them. Because the main thing is I saw a video. Yeah, The Body Remembered by Bad Rock Style. She absolutely is one of the most brilliant MSWs who have ever become into the mental health field. I will tell you one thing. The Body Remembers is a psychological physiology of trauma and the trauma treatment and how to get past trauma. And I will tell you, dealing with Leos and becoming trauma sensitive and mindfulness and practices of safe transformative healing is part of it. And like, I wanted to know how you guys feel about dealing with Leos and how crime changed you, and how do you feel about your experience with Leos? I want you guys to call in at 515-602-9765 and please let me know your experiences, because we walk through, have these unpacked sessions and talk about it, because it will help law enforcement officers to learn, and then it will also help all of us who are in a healing phase to understand your perspective and your trauma narrative and things like that. And the reason why I learned so much about this is that I was crying a lot. I was upset a lot. There's a lot of times where I wake up, like I told you guys in the last five, is waking up on my fist clenched and my teeth were grinding so bad that my teeth were grinding down to nothing, plus they were crumbling from medicines I shouldn't have been on because of misdiagnosis and misdocumentation. So I had to go through years of proving all of that. And, you know, intimate partner violence actually changed my life. And, you know, crimes that change you make you more hypervigilant and make you more likely to feel some type of way, and you don't begin to feel powerless. So that's why I want to talk about empowerment and strategies for strength building and mental strength building and coping skills and coping mechanisms. So I want you guys to pick up The Body Keeps the Score, Brain, Mind, Body, and the Healing Trauma. And that is by Bethel van der Kolk. And then the other one is The Body Remembers, Volume 1 and Volume 2. It's a two-book set. That's by Bethel Rob Kelly. You get a two-book set and get free delivery by Tuesday, December 22nd. And it arrives by Christmas. And then you can get The Body Remembers, Volume 2, which you can get separate or you can get both of them. And you can get the case study case notes of there. And I think you guys should pick it up. And that's, again, by Bethel Rob Kelly. And the other one is by Bethel van der Kolk. And I want you guys to understand cognitive behavioral therapy is part of what you do when you go from trauma, PTSD, and things like that. And then on top of that, we're going to get away from that part, and we're going to get into the strength training, because I want you guys to understand it's not always about something negative. I want you guys to understand that I do things that are positive. So we're going to do strength training today as a main focus and an unpack session to give you guys a little bit of that. That's why we did our affirmations and everything else. So when we talk about these different things, and we think about mental strength, what does that mean to you? Mental strength means something different to everybody. And some people think it's, you know, being able to get through tough things and not break and fall apart. But the most strongest person is a vulnerable person. When I think about this, increased high expectations and pressure to succeed, living in a world that feels like it's threatening and it's not good and it's not safe, and then constant connection to electronic devices, social media, and, you know, managing and messaging apps and things like that, and managing children is a thing that you have to learn how to wear multiple hats or multiple head wraps and duty wraps and things like that, whichever makes you comfortable. And when I think about this, you think about levels of chronic anxiety, and you think about levels of chronic levels of depression, situational or environmental, and then you think about all of this and where do you find strength. So part of that is to explain levels and depth of how to work through that, how to work through anxiety, how to work through understanding your anxiety and understanding how you're supposed to feel and things like that. And then, you know, when anxiety becomes a problem for you, excessive fear, restlessness, worry, you know, constant weariness, uneasiness, hypervigilance, you know, heightened sense of self-consciousness, or sometimes negative self-talk and negative self-speak, overly shy or introverted, or becoming a selective mute, or things like that, or unrealistic concerns about your safety, or maybe sometimes realistic in my situation where it's realized that there are real detriments in different things, environmental and emotional, that were done, psychological, emotional abuse, and things like that. And I had to learn how to overcome that so I could start becoming more confident and more steadfast in my confidence I had before. But it got knocked around a bit. It's kind of like a TBI. Once you get knocked around a couple of good times, you're like, so what? You know? And then at that point, frequent thoughts and losing control. And, you know, you have to bring it back in and reactive abuse syndrome. And this is why I wanted to have these conversations about this while we're talking about strategies and success, empowerment, and strength, and coping skills, and becoming coping positive, and coping skills inclined, and then through adversity, overcoming those obstacles and things like that. So we're talking about all that. And then, you know, when we think about what to do, we think about, you know, you don't want to say I have a hard time controlling things or controlling thinking of my thoughts, but you think I'm having a hard time coping, that's okay. It's okay to tell somebody that I'm having a hard time coping with what happened to me. I'm having a hard time dealing with what actually occurred. I'm having a hard time processing it. That's why you go see a doctor. That's why you go see an MSW, LSW, and you go see a mental health provider. Like I told you guys, I felt like the mental health hospital for mental health because it seemed like I was having everything happen that could happen. And then in the interim, I wanted to find inner strength to get up and do these, you know, live vlogs and also blogs and also build my cooking business to be able to help other people and become a certified life coach while dealing with adversity. And part of that is giving me the strength that I needed to go bounce back to be my real self, my true authentic self. And by the way, we have that at IMCC and also at DonDivaCoaching.com. So call 833-IMCC or 833-4MyAppointment for DonDivaCoaching.com. And then also 14wall.online for adolescents, young adults, and children. I want to make sure that I reiterated that being a life coach, wellness coach, and being a certified divorce coach here soon, I will make sure that you guys understand I already have divorce training, but I want to make sure that my certification is good to go and you guys are able to come see me and things like that about that and relationship therapy. I want you guys to understand that everything is not always about divorce. Everything doesn't have to end in divorce. And the biggest thing about marriage is being able to find a way to overcome a detrimental thing that has altered you or changed you or changed you as a wife or a girlfriend or, you know, if you're a common law wife or things like that or a fiancé. And a lot of that has to do with strength training and building inner strength to tell your partner, I'm traumatized, I have PTSD, and I don't know how to handle it. So when you do that, the strongest person is a vulnerable person, but there is strength in being vulnerable and being honest and authentic in that. And nobody expects people to be perfect. We're living in a world where social media gives us this mindset that we have to be perfect, that we have to have a perfect presentation, or we got to be perfect in everything we say and do. And then, you know, it's like, everybody's not what they post to be, you know, and then we think about the narrative that people want people to see, but when it comes down to them having a downfall, that's when people delight in somebody having a downfall or something happening to their life, and then they go to laughing, but I'm going to tell you guys one thing, karma and fate. You cannot block it, and when you're busy judging somebody's lot in life or you're saying that they deserve what happened to them because you don't like them, remember, there is a funny thing called karma and fate. Things can turn around and happen to you from levels and layers of depth of doing different things. And I'm also having levels of IT stuff going on right now. So I'm making sure that everything is running smoothly while we're doing that. So when I tell you guys, karma and fate is real. So when you wish something to happen to someone else, be careful what you wish for because it can come back on you tenfold. And I want you guys to understand, if you don't have empathy or sympathy for others, learn it. If you don't know how to go walk in somebody else's shoes or learn how to empathize with their plight without taking on their plight, then being able to understand that narrative is the easiest way I can tell you guys to begin to build inner strength and emotional intelligence. And that's another thing that we need to talk about for coping skills and strategies is emotional intelligence and being able to, you don't have to be the smartest person in the world. You don't have to be the toughest cookie in the world, but you can be a person who is inclined to read the room, read a person's mental health, emotional health, and being able to be emotionally inclined and in tune with them. I didn't see you have to be a happy street friend. Happy, happy, joy, joy. You don't have to be that. Because show me a perfect person or an overly happy person, they're hiding a lot. So when I want to talk to you about this, you know, I thought that it would be good to understand the screenings of general anxiety disorder and things like that. And we'll talk about that on the next interim thing about generalized anxiety and how that goes along with life and living in everyday life. Because we're not always talking about narcissism. We're going to talk about different things in mental health in the field. We're going to be talking about financials, and we'll be doing a live about that here soon. And I'll be going live on Don Diva Credit, and then on top of that for you guys to go and understand that we offer those services as a charity, especially if you go and buy services and you're needing financial help and things like that. We'll send you through the door to Don Diva Credit with there to be able to get your credit worked on or financial wealth and asset management to talk to our gurus about different things like that in case you're dealing with a bad divorce, in case you're dealing with a bad relationship and you're going to be needing to have someone who's going to be able to help you
and be able to help you get through it. And if it's financial, economic, courts of control, and financial abuse, you're definitely going to need that. And we'll be able to help you go come through the doors over there and be able to talk to our financial gurus. And that's SunbeamWithCreditRepair.com. You can go log on there. And then the number over there is 833-HOW-TO-FIX. So when we think about emotional assessment and we think about our strengths and our abilities, we have the SWOT analysis ourselves. We talked about this yesterday, but I wanted to reiterate as a young adult and also a, you know, in between the millennial and things like that, millennials are dealing with a layer of immaturity emotionally and mentally. And then a lot of them are dealing with a lot of emotional intelligence deficits. So when we're talking about those different things, we have to figure out young adults, adolescents, have a harder time processing things. And we're living in a time of, like I said, acceptance and how many likes, how many freaking flipping retweets can you get, you know, and things like that. It's making people start to do things just for clout. And then I want to set the coaching expectations when you come see me and things like that to get to know me as your coach. And then on top of that, benefits of coaching. And then on top of that, to put it in black and white terms and be in a gray area with you when we're doing our coaching sessions. And then on top of that, what you'll get is your life coaching agreement. You'll get the privacy practices and things like that. You'll get the contact information sheet, authorizations and things like that that you need signed, and credit card authorization as well. And then, you know, we're going to be doing assessments and things like that for you to know where you're at, so I know where to start you at with our little life coaching and things like that. And then also wellness coaching, divorce coaching, or marriage counseling. And then on top of that, relationship counseling and things like that. I want you guys to know that it's very imperative and important to be able to get to know each and one of my clients. And then on top of that, to also get to know you and build a rapport and a layer of trust there so you can feel like you're in good hands. And then also I'm a certified life coach. I've been certified since 2016. And then on top of that, I'm a certified wellness coach. And again, I'm making sure that I have the accurate credentials and things like that so you guys know that I'm capable of taking care of you real good. And then on top of that, I've been booked on the website, https.divacoaching.com, https.teamworld.online, and then imcc.com for my personal schedule. And then on top of that, imcccoaching.com for the general office schedule and things like that for the coaches that come on board. So I want you guys to understand the expectations, the confidentiality, and being able to get the rewards in action. So when we talk about strengths and coping skills, strategies, and strategies of success, I had to build myself back better than ever, and then on top of that, deal with being kicked in the teeth so many times. You know, and what I mean by kicked in the teeth is layers and depth of, you know, things that embarrassed me, things that made me feel away. And then on top of that, having to learn how to have coping mechanisms, being mindful and being present. And I'm going to tell you, it's not been easy, and especially when you have a current present day and see if it is your toxic shamer, toxic blamer, provoker, gaslighter, who likes to play ambulant IT antics and abuse and thinks it's funny to do. It's detrimental to my business, and that person knows that. But you don't have to like me. I'll still continue to build off of that. So in this unpack session, we'll be talking about the different things that need to be talked about in general, because a lot of people don't understand that helping a person who's anxious to be able to be in a place of calm and being present and being mindful helps. And, you know, you want to think about the chair technique. You want to think about different things like sitting in a chair. You want to be able to be optimistic and, like, find meaning and experience and growth. So when we think about this technique, we're thinking about being optimistic instead of pessimistic. We're thinking about being in tune with our feelings. We're thinking about being in tune with everything that we have. And then when we think about personally, research has shown that if you're optimistic, people who are confronted with life adversarial or obstacles tend to be able to have post-traumatic growth or post-traumatic levels and layers of a narrative of a championship, or being able to champion themselves out of the confrontation or out of the environment or out of the situation at hand and be able to channel their energy if they cannot. We think about confronted with positive, negative stimuli, a optimized person, obstacle-wise, who can go to optimal levels of overcoming and hurdles and becoming more mindful, more present and pleasant in that, we begin to realize that overlooking the negative and looking at the positive is important, but also to go through the negative in the real-time process of being aware. And then once you become more aware, you're significantly more able to put and look at the positive symbolizes the negative, and then you'll be able to build the strength off of that. So when we think about the strength of gaining knowledge after events or crimes that change us, we begin to think, how can I build myself back better than ever? How can I mentally get myself checked in? How do I get myself mentally, emotionally here? And then begin to do and have a less of a bleak outlook. And then on top of that, having a place of less blame or blame shifting and external levels of factors to get yourself to a point of strength. And so when I tell you guys that it's imperative and important to do that, I want you guys to tell me a time when you had a moment of strength, a moment of clarity, and a moment of affirmation that you could get over and go through it and things like that. So call me at 515-602-9765 and let me know exactly how you feel. And then on top of that, tell me that story, because I want to hear success stories. And if you don't mind, let me utilize those success stories to help my clients, because I want people to understand. It actually helps you to discuss things, and it helps you to be able to understand and process things, and then in victim advocacy and things like that, for other victims of crimes to understand people who've been through worse things, to help them to go and move to a place of strength and trauma-informed, and being a trauma, but becoming more trauma-informed and have a trauma narrative that people can understand, and teach other people to be trauma-sensitive and figure out how to balance that out in a neurotypical world, whereas I'm neurodiverse, and being neurodivergent, going in a typical world and looking like a normal person, being an impulsive child for mental health, a lot of people didn't understand it, and I got a lot of name-calling, vitriol, verbal vitriol, emotional vitriol, and people really didn't realize I was the victim. I was the one who was fighting back and not being a weak person by allowing somebody to abuse me, but it doesn't mean that you're weak if you can't help it. It doesn't mean that you're weak if you cry. It means that I didn't want to be seen as, and this is why they say, from, you know, victim, and they like to say, I'd rather be called a survivor, because not everybody makes it out. And then on top of that, the strength to make it out takes a lot of losing a lot of things before you can get to the other side of the rainbow, which means, you know, it's not a pot of gold there, but a life and a yellow brick road that you navigate, and your body remembers, and the mind remembers, and the body keeps the score. But you've got to get to a point of not keeping the score tit for tat, but becoming mentally able to keep a score of your victories instead of your losses. And being what I call strength training doesn't mean you're always happy or positive. It means that you can be optimistic and pessimistic at the same time, but have reasonable pessimism if something's going on. But moving away from pessimism to optimism, and always opting to brain train to optimism instead of pessimism, because we're automatically wired to be negative. And it's just something that over time, as you become from an adolescent to a young adult, you become a little bit more inclined to be like that. And then you'll have a tendency to go to negative than positive. So we have to reverse all that and brain train you cognitively, behaviorally, and, you know, modified behavioral management, MBM, is something that's important for you guys to learn, and I will go over how that is. So when we think about it in a typical way, important factors, decisions making that we have to make, you have to make that decision to strength train, brain train, and mentally go through the layers of trauma recovery, and the journey is not easy. It's not easy to pick up the phone and tell the doctor, hey, I'm still going through difficulties, but, hey, you know, imagine worse than what it says, or if it's a situational depression and you're put on meds for that syndrome, it doesn't mean that you're on it forever. But a lot of people think that depression is for weak people. No, depression strikes some of the most smartest people in the world. If you look at levels of Anthony Bedouin, and if you look at Kate Spade, if you look at the different people like Robin Williams, when you think about all those different things, you're thinking about people who are highly successful, but they were manically depressed or they were clinically depressed, and they did it well. So when we talk about these different layers like this, and we're talking about layers of being able to get to where we can brain train, we can emotionally recover and get to a point of being able to get to, I'm a strong person, I am strong, I am no longer feeling weak, I am a survivor, I am becoming a survivor, and I am becoming a warrior. So when we think about this, what I call most of us survivors warriors, or survivors, is, like I said, not all make it out, and most of us are wounded warriors. We're mentally wounded, and we sometimes feel some type of way when we go through these different things. So when I became a life coach and a wellness coach and a divorce coach, as well as a miracle coach and things like that, I learned that even a relationship, it seems like a marriage. Even if you're not married or if you were married, You have to go through layers of if you are dealing with someone who's like your father-in-law spouse, or you are actually spousing, or you're a fiance, and you go through trauma, it can really totally, what I call, it can blow the narrative of your regular life into a whole other level of dimension, and you're just like the Twilight Zone. We're not in Kansas anymore, ma'am. So when we're thinking about this, what to do? You sit there, and like you sit in a chair, and you get yourself grounded. You put your feet planted, heavy on the ground, with your legs uncrossed, and you start saying to yourself, I am going to overcome. I am going to build the strength within myself, and I am. I am somebody. I am worth the time. I am worth the strength training. I am worth the mental building. I am worth bouncing back to being greater than I ever was and the better version of myself. And you have to be okay with saying, I'm not myself right now. So a lot of this is for you guys to understand the basics of strength training, and now we're going to go into the strength training. And when I tell you emotionally focused therapy helps, it helps to be able to pinpoint emotions and figure it out. And then, you know, emotionally focused therapy, when you're dealing with coupledom and you're dealing with relationships or marriage that might be degenerating from trauma, PTSD, or layers of intimate partner violence, or if you got post-separation abuse, things that I went through, then you're talking about layers of it's going to make it hard for you to be in a relationship with someone new without going through therapy and the cognitive levels of training that I've been going through and things like that to prepare myself to be a better version of myself and also to not be so traumatized to the point that I'll never trust someone again. Because, you know, like I said, once you have trust issues, they don't hardly go away, but they get better with time and coping and learning how to trust again is something like baby steps. So when I tell you guys that trauma narrative is easy to fall into and stay in, you don't want to stay in a stuck inertia of trauma. And when I tell you guys that a lot of people think, oh, you just want to be traumatized. No, not at all. Nobody wants to sit around crying. Nobody wants to sit around angry and upset or mad about the processing of what happened or the failures that people failed them. Nobody wants to feel like that. Nobody generally wants to be mad and wet horned every day. So let's talk about strength. And I'll give you something that I think inner strength comes from. And these are some quotes that help. When we think about the question isn't who's going to let me, but who is going to stop. So when we think about that, what does that say to you? All of the above, be the heroine in your life. Be the hero in your life. Be the person in your life, not the victim. So when we think about this, we think about the level of vulnerability is not winning and or losing. It is having a layer of courage to show up and be seen when you have no control over the outcome. Vulnerability is not a weakness. It is our greatest measure of courage. And when we think about it, it doesn't matter what we do until we accept ourselves. Once we accept ourselves, it doesn't matter who does and who will or who won't. So I want to ask you guys this. In what areas of your life would you like to have more inner strength? What areas of your life would you like to have more inner wellness, mental healthy wellness? What areas would that give to you? What strength would that make you feel like that? Call the number 515-602-9765. Let me know. And if I don't answer, leave a message. And then ask yourself, what areas would I like to have more inner strength? What areas are going to make me feel that every day I'm learning to make more courageous choices that work out for me and for those that I love? And at the end of this, before I end these live, I want to make sure that we do some affirmations to close it out on a positive note. But I want you guys to understand what we have to contemplate for inner strength. Am I aware of how strong am I? Am I aware of how strong I truly am in times of adversity? In what areas of my life do I give away my power? How do I do this? Once you start doing that, you can begin strength training, strength building. When you think about how is my life going to be different if I fully and truly accept myself and truly accept myself as I am, not as I was, then ask yourself, when and where do I really need a challenge? When and where do I need to go to overcome obstacles? And how do I become a person who is a hurdle jumper? How do I overcome manufactured obstacles? How do I overcome layers of set up for failure? How do I overcome animosity and hostility? How do I overcome layers of pessimism when things happen the worst? How do I get to a point of strength training, strength building? And that's by practice making perfect. So when we think about this specifically, could I look inside for support or encouragement that I need? Or do I need to look at it in external and get my spark seed? Do I need to get my championship recovery team? Do I need to get people who are capable of helping me get past this, get through it, and overcome it and jump through that hurdle, those obstacles that are put forth in my mind? So when we think about this as a terminal PTSD survivor and a person who is a wounded warrior, I want you guys to understand whether you're a veteran, whether you're non-veterans, whether you are levels of people who are civilians who've been through trauma or losing people during COVID, I want you guys to be challenged to go and make sure that you take that step to change. Part of change is I need, rather than looking to others, to look within myself, but then I will look to others after I've worked on myself. So that's part of having your championship recovery map, and then on top of that, your championship recovery team, and then having a SWOT analysis of your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and then, you know, a level of timely execution of those different things, and being able to say my strengths and weaknesses SWOT analysis, my ability to overcome obstacles SWOT analysis, and then you look at yourself as a person and say, this is what I can do. This is what I can be, and this is who I am versus who I was. And I am no longer the person I was. I am who I am, and who I am going to become is a better version of myself. So with that being said, let's go into some affirmations, and then we're going to close out this live. And you're more than welcome to call 515-602-9765. So part of this is just to really, like, reiterate strength training and being able to unpack that session. And I want to do it fairly shortly and things like that. And I want you guys to know how much I appreciate all of you who are literally becoming a layer of a Spark Team online. And then on top of that, those of you who have helped me to rebuild business. And then on top of that, for potential clients and current clients, thank you so much for believing in me. And thank you for those of you who have been liking, sharing the page on Facebook. Make sure you go to John Diva Coaching on Facebook. Make sure you go to Well Online on Facebook. Make sure you're going to INCC Coaching on Facebook. And make sure you're going to Instagram and Pinterest and other such social media. And then also go and find us on Twitter. We're definitely there on Periscope. And then on top of that, I want to make sure that we're doing everything to the narrative of reducing hypervigilance and flashbacks and avoidance and the avoidance of seeing mental health providers. I wanted to go and make sure that the narrative is it's okay to see a therapist, it's okay to see a psychiatrist, it's okay to see a psychologist, and it's okay, even though you feel like you're in the dark, that you can turn on the light, and it's better to turn on the light than curse the dark. So let's get to those affirmations, and when we think of I am, these affirmations are important. I am motivated. I am beautiful. I am courageous. I am empowered. I am intelligent. I am inspired. I am confident. I am humble. I am strong. I am gentle. I am driven. I am patient. I am teachable. I am learning. I am growing. I am inventing. I am generous. I am deserving. I am becoming prosperous. I am thriving. I am focused. I am achieving, and I am unstoppable. And I will leave you guys with this word of wisdom. People are often unreasonable and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you're kind, and people may accuse you of ulterior motives, be kind anyway. If you're honest, people may cheat you. Be honest anyway. If you find happiness and togetherness, people may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you, and it may never be enough. Give your best anyway. For you see it in the end, it is in between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. I want you guys to take those words of wisdom and begin to look at those different things, and that was by Mother Teresa. I want you guys to understand what that means. If no matter if somebody is horrible to you, forgive yourself if you can't forgive them. Nobody says you have to forgive them, but still forgive them anyway, above all, because forgiveness is strength. It takes a lot of strength to forgive us. But there's a layer of having a forgiving heart and being able to forgive yourself for feeling the way that you do. And eventually you will get to a place of forgiveness if this may not be right now. And be kind anyway. Be honest anyway. Be happy anyway. Do good anyway. And it's between you and God. And the thing is, none of us are God, but God is in us. And when we think about this outside of religion, we think about God, I mean, whatever God you serve, whether it's the devil or whether it is your almighty God above in the heavens. you want to make sure that you go to whatever God you serve and know that it's between the two of y'all and how you direct your narrative. So that's it. So that's the impact session and what is your mental strength. So hopefully that will make you guys think, and hopefully that will help you guys in your journaling. And if you got a blog and things like that, start writing down your thoughts. And then on top of that, when you're in your Facebook group and you're in your recovery group, that y'all get more engaged with each other. And I will tell you one thing. I thank God for Facebook and Twitter and the interim at the end of the road. I literally ended up having Mark and Zach step in after the fact to really start putting in safety mechanisms for me to have safe lives and things like that. And they've been really adamant about putting controls in to help me be able to do that with intimate partner violence and things like that. And thank God for those type of people, because if it wasn't for them, I would not have had a platform to be able to speak out and speak up for others and myself and advocate for victims' rights and civil rights and rights that I had lost and human rights violations that happened to me. So with that being said, as a life coach, wellness coach, divorce coach, and marital counselor coach, I want you guys to understand it is imperative to always get some help and always talk to someone. Whether you talk to Leo's law enforcement and things like that, whoever you need to talk to, it's always good to talk to someone and tell them what's happening. Again, call 833-IMCC, 833-4-MY-APPOINTMENT, or 833-BOOK-ME-TOO, and book on the website, https://IMCCCoaching, https://johndemacoaching.com, https://teamworld.online, and https://IMCC.com. And again, thank you for attending the live. I really appreciate all of you guys being as good as you all were. And anybody that wants to call in after the live, you're more than welcome to. I'll be there for about 10 to 15 minutes after this live stream ends, and then we'll be able to sit back and we'll have this conversation. And then you'll be able to get the radio version of this with the calls live. So you're more than welcome to do so, to call in. And again, the number is 515-602-9765. And it's also posted on Twitter. I'll post it on Facebook so you guys will be able to do live call-ins and things like that. And I do not allow people to spam. I will hang up in your face. I will tell you right now, I don't put up with it because I've had to deal with it a number of years. So, again, be kind anyway, and that's what I'm going to do. So, you guys, bye. I heart you all. Have a good night.